Hello, thank you for joining us. This is Dark Matters, very special episode. It's called The Obverse with Dad.
Yeah, The Obverse. I came up with that name.
Yes, you did. This is a show where we talk about the paranormal and try to explain the unexplained. Today, we're going to talk about...
Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah. Very, very creepy topic.
Very.
Yeah, lots of stuff happening over the paranormal spectrum. Which we will go into.
Nearly everything over the paranormal spectrum.
Literally everything. So it's going to be a very filled episode, I think.
Most people, when they talk about the Skinwalker Ranch, I've noticed it with some things, they concentrate on the things like the actual Skinwalkers and stuff. But there is a lot more that goes on there that they don't, mainly because they probably think it's too way out there. But it has been reported, and we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, so, but first, I know you said everyone talks about the Skinwalker, but because that's where it gets its name, I just thought we'd talk about Skinwalkers. It's named after them. It's Skinwalker Ranch is in Utah. Anyone who knows anything about that, the Native Americans who lived there were the Ute tribe. And the Navajo.
Yeah, who didn't. Well, they had a falling out, as you might say these days.
Putting it lightly.
Yeah, and so they sort of like, after a bit of argy-bargy, they both cursed each other. Basically, they set both cursed each other with skinwalkers. So the Utes cursed the Navajos with skinwalkers and vice versa.
Do you want to explain what a skinwalker is?
All right, skinwalker. In Native American mythology, a skinwalker is... Well, it's not really, it's an entity, a being, not really a person, that can change its shape. Basically, you can change shape into a wolf.
They take on the skin of the animal. Yeah, they
take on the skin, they look like that person.
Yeah.
And they can change their shape.
I've heard they were either shamans or witches.
Shamans, witches, basically, yeah. But I think that... I'm not sure about that because I think it's the shamans and that can summon these sort of beings.
Yeah, I think they're more the summoners than the
they summon these.
Yeah,
entities.
Normally they'd be giant wolves, which makes me think of werewolves.
Can, not only can they change shape, they can change size as well.
Bit worrying, isn't it?
Normally it's things like I was going to say shapeshifter. Basically, that's what they are. They're skinwalkers.
Yeah, basically.
Because you'll see these big wolves and all of a sudden they'll stand up on 2 feet.
Yeah.
And walk around.
And we will mainly talk about Skinwalker Ranch, but it's the whole area, isn't it? Yeah, no, it's the whole area that is kind of cursed. They're in the Basin.
Yeah, the Basin. Yeah, because it is like a basin. As they call it.
Which an astrophysicist said it's kind of like...
Yeah, the Ute Basin, which surrounded by ridges of hills, which gradually creates this basin. I know Skinwalker Ranch is known for being the cursed area, but basically it's the whole of the basin. Because we saw something the other night, didn't we, about that, because there's a motel, Strawberry River Inn.
It's very close to the ranch.
Very close. It's on the next adjoining land. But even that has things going on because it's on the land. It's the land itself. So, I mean,
but Skinwalker Ranch kind of got the attention.
It's probably the epicentre of it. Yeah, we'll say that. But
Let's talk more about kind of the panel activity that goes on and all the things. And I know that there's a bunch of it. But let's talk about what the Shermans, not the real names, that's...
We'll make that clear. The rules, you'll see it on telly and whatever, the Shermans who owned it, but found out not long ago, actually, it's not their real names. They've been changed to protect them. But anyway, they're known as the Shermans.
They own the ranch from the years 1984 to 92. Mm. Bear in mind, this was open land where it was cursed, obviously, beforehand. During their stay, what they would experience in the coming years quite terrifying.
Well, when they moved in, first of all, should have given them a bit of a warning. All the doors and windows were found to have bolts, dead bolts, on everything, and not just from the outside and on the inside as well. Everything was bolted, and there was things like huge chains outside as well, as if to tether some large animal and what have you.
Yeah.
So that spooked them a bit, freaked them out. Yeah. But they just went, oh, maybe because they've got, you know, wild animals roaming about.
Yeah.
But,
I think there were coyotes in there, aren't
yeah,
there?
Yeah, there are coyotes there, yeah.
But nothing that of coyotes
mountain
aren't
lions,
as big as...
stuff like that. Are there the bears?
Are the bears there?
I don't know about the bears. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe in more wooded area.
But, yeah, but we don't know much about America. I know bears are quite, you know, around a lot of places. Maybe there are bears. I've never heard anyone talk about them.
But, I mean, what they experienced was flying orbs. And by that, it could just be regular, you know, orbs or UFOs.
UFOs, well...
As in actual unidentified.
Yeah, but the UFOs, they did see a lot of things in the sky. And a lot of the times, the whole of... Like I say, they've got these ridges. I wouldn't call them mountains. They're not that big, are they? But they've got these ridges. And some nights, something would light the whole thing up.
Yeah.
The whole thing would light up. And like somebody just shone a great big searchlight on the whole thing.
Yeah, we're not kidding. Like, it lit up the whole ridge line.
The whole
line.
Thing. It's not like somebody with a torch.
No.
It's like, I mean, this thing, was if it was it a torch, it would be the size of... Big Ben.
Yeah, sometimes recently people can only see that phenomena through infrared.
Yeah, something. Yeah, you can see these things light up, but if you look at these things through infrared or any other different kind of spectrum, there's this beam of light that goes in the air, which you can't see.
It's just weird. Just a beam of
goes
light.
Goes up into the sky.
Is it like some sort of signal or... Well, we don't know, obviously.
Oh, no, but... I mean, where's it coming from? I mean, there's nothing there. It's just desert.
Maybe there's something there that we can't see even. It's connected to something else. I don't know. That brings me to the other dimensional beings.
Yes, this is one of the things I first... when I first started reading about this a few years ago, before the other person here, Glitter, started knew about it, I started reading about this thing called the Gorman Ranch. And so I read the article, and I must admit, I was going through the article and I was thinking, this is a story, surely. It's not, it's not an article. But it was a story, and because like we're saying at the start, everything that happened that can happen, you know, paranormally, happened on that ranch.
Yeah.
Not just skinwalkers. I mean, it's like people saw portals opening up and beings climbing either in or out. These portals were a few feet off the ground.
Yeah.
And they would just open up and either something would get in or out and then it would disappear.
Yeah.
That's just...
I've seen weird videos of some... You could argue there were portals in the sky moving. I've never seen anything coming in and out. There have been legends in like South America of portals opening, and I don't mean like recently, I mean like Aztecs and the Mayans and that sort of culture talking about beings coming in and out of what could be described
as maybe they're coming from nowhere, all of a sudden they suddenly appeared.
Yeah.
Which makes sense when you think about it, because people always say the argument against aliens is all these planets they might come from, they're just too far away. Even if they could fly at light speed, you know, it will still take a hell of a long while to get here.
Yeah.
But if there was a portal...
And we're not ruling
them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be the answer. They could get here quite easy.
I think to us it would be called a wormhole.
Or a wormhole portal, yeah.
I think that's what it would be called, which is 2 points of... 2 points of space and time in different parts of the universe connecting so that you just have to travel through this portal or wormhole and you'll get there almost instantaneously.
A shortcut. You just go through it, you're in it.
We haven't figured out how to do that yet, but whether or not the people up the Area 51 have or not, that's a different issue.
I don't know if I'd want to go through one. Have you done where you'd end up?
I suppose you'd have to send a drone in, maybe.
You could end up in Trump's house.
No, thanks.
As long as I landed on him, that wouldn't be too bad, actually. Yeah,
Send in something, really.
Moving on.
Yeah, but they've also experienced there's creatures with glowing red eyes.
Yes,
attacking cattle.
Which could be the skinwalkers themselves. Yeah, I mean, the family, when they were there, these are the Shermans, they had an experience with which they called a wolf.
Yeah.
But it was a big wolf, quite big, and it came up to them. And was it? Yeah, it was really weird, because when I first read about it, I mean, they said this thing approached them.
Yeah.
And when we saw about it the other day, it said that they were...
They were petting it.
They were petting it, yeah. But they had some cattle standing right next to a cattle pen, and all of a sudden this...
One of the little ones.
Yeah, yeah. He took a liking to one of the cows. He stuck its nose through the grill. Anyway, this wolf went for it, and...
Don't know if it died.
He mauled it anyway, yeah. And to get it off, one of them quickly ran for a gun.
Yep.
It was a handgun, but it was a powerful one, and they shot it at point-blank range, no effect.
It literally just went right through it.
So, shot it again, and again.
Yep.
And then, I think, shot it again, and I seemed to think that some bit of flesh came off it that time. But in the end, the thing just turned around and looked at them, didn't it? And
kind of shrugged, I think.
Yeah, kind of shrugged, and then just sort of, like, ran off, and they kind of went after it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I wouldn't after shooting something like that.
I mean, if you shoot something and it hasn't died at point blank after multiple... Around
about six shots and offer a powerful handgun. And, so they went after it and followed the tracks and came to a point where the tracks stopped.
Yeah, nothing was at the end of it.
Disappeared and nothing...
nothing came of it.
Yeah, no, they couldn't find anything. It just gone.
Literally, yeah. And that's what's creepy, because you don't know what's going to happen next.
No. These and a few things like that did happen. They'd see some strange creatures. I mean, the cattle mutilation, they did lose. Apparently, they lost about 20% of their cattle dying, but they also lost some of their dogs.
Yeah.
Who ran after something in the woods that they'd seen, and the dogs ran after it, and they heard some terrible yelping after a while, and they did find the dogs afterwards, who weren't in a very good state.
No.
They'd been torn to shreds.
It's cruel.
And and they couldn't really, the vets couldn't identify what it was that killed them, and they couldn't find any tracks around the dogs, that had approached the dogs, or the thing they were chasing either. They just... Why do these people keep these dogs outside? I don't know. I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. If you love your dog you don't know what... Yeah,
that's the thing.
But that's the thing. Animals have... They kind of have a better sense of what I'm going to say is the paranormal.
They can react to something that's going... Something weird in the air, can't they? The sixth sense, as I say, yeah.
But, yeah.
I suppose. They do use them like an alarm... if something's going on, I think there's a predator out there. So I can understand that, yeah, but that's just us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just we have instruments to ghost hunt with.
Yeah, these days, yeah. But animals seem to be more sensitive than these sort of things. They know.
Like, I'm going to go back to cattle mutilation and then talk about that cattle that died of stress-induced pneumonia.
The one on the... yeah, because...
documentary.
The ranch is now owned by... I've forgotten his name now. Because it was after the Shermans that lasted only about two, three years tops, wanted to get out, and they thought they'd never sell it. And then along came Bigelow.
Robert Bigelow,
who's...
he's a billionaire.
Yeah, he's a billionaire. He's into space stuff.
Yeah, I got it here in my notes.
Yeah, he's...
Aeronautics,
isn't it?
Yes, the aeronautics company.
He set up National Institute for Discovery Science.
Yep.
NIDS. Could have been better, couldn't it?
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, so he brought the ranch off of them, which they just practically bit his hand off anyway, and the place become, a bit like Area 51. You know, it was well guarded. Nobody could get on there. And he set up a scientific team, NIDS, and did lots of experiments and research while they were there. And
nothing was made public.
Nothing was made public at all. He obviously found some stuff, but then about four or five years ago, he sold it to this guy now who was...
He's also a billionaire.
Yeah, he's got quite a bit of money, and which is where this TV series comes in, because they...
it's more open
now. Yeah, it's more open now, and these people are doing open research on it now.
Yeah, they put in some cattle.
Yeah, they brought some cattle on to see, because they'd, you know, that might stimulate...
The phenomena. It's strange. They refer to the ranch kind of like a being in itself. They'll say, if you come on this ranch, we want to see how it reacts.
It reacts, yeah.
How it reacts to you and how it reacts to the cattle they brought on.
Mm. Yeah, and also, yeah, that sort of thing where they say if you react, dig as well, you know, the ranch will react to that. It will...
Yeah.
Do something.
There's some sort of microwave radiation going on, and that's possibly what triggered this cattle.
Yeah, because they're sensitive to, you know, microwaves and all sorts of the hearing. You know, they can hear things and sensing electromagnetic stuff going through the air. They'll sense it.
Yeah,
and there is stuff going on like that, because they're had these meters out, haven't they? And they found that there's some huge radioactive signal coming from somewhere.
Gamma rays.
Oh, do you want to talk about the radioactive? Something might have a bearing on it. Do you want to talk about the nuclear testing in Nevada?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, when they were doing the Manhattan Project, yeah. They were doing tests.
Carried on to the 50s and 60s.
Yeah. And if we can't show it here, obviously, but if you look at the map, a map of the United States, Nevada's in one corner. And the radioactive wind would have taken it up to where Skinwalker Ranch is.
Yeah, it's kind of northeast of where Utah is.
Yeah.
If you look northeast of where Utah is, that's where the bombs went off.
Yeah.
And the wind, prevailing wind, normally sent all this stuff through the air and landed gently on round about that area in Utah.
Yeah. So there seems to be a connection. Like, if you go to Chernobyl, that's high radioactive, and it still has a lot of paranormal activity. Now, it's possible that the energy from those bombs blasting over there helped accelerate or give more power to whatever's going on in the area.
Yeah.
Not just Skinwalker Ranch, it's the whole land.
Yeah, they were saying that could explain some of the radioactive readings they're getting, but a lot of it's just localised in one spot. And it goes up in the air, which doesn't make sense because it'd be everywhere.
Yeah, there was a UFO hovering over the dead cow, or soon to be dead cow, and it reacted to it.
Yeah, there's film of camera it. Footage. Yeah, poor thing. It was obviously being stressed because he knew something was in the air, literally in the air, flying about that it shouldn't be. Yeah. And
for all intents and purposes, it looked like a disc.
Yeah. Well, as with all these UFO sightings, it wasn't that clear. One day, somebody would take a clear shot. Mind you, I've seen these clear shots, and everybody just calls foul. That's too good to be true. So you can't win.
It's like with Bigfoot. You can't have...
A good picture. You know, you can't have a good picture of taking a selfie with Bigfoot with his arm around you, you know.
No.
Thumbs up, because everybody will cry foul, you know. Oh, it's too good to be true. So you can't win. Right, the... Talking of humanoids, various humanoid shapes have been seen around the ranch. I mean, there was a report. I mean, some stuff has come out about when Bigelow was there. I don't know how these things get out. I think some of the researchers who were there have given these stories, but Bigelow himself hasn't said anything. He's kept quiet. But when one of the research team there once saw this humanoid creature spying on them when they were out and about.
Yeah.
He was in a tree, the humanoid, that is. They said he was about 20 feet off the ground, about 50 yards away, that's about 30 metres to us. He said he wasn't really moving much. He said they could see he was looking at him. I mean, that's yellowy eyes. So, anyway, they did what most Americans would do. They
shot it.
Shot at it. And it disappeared.
Odd.
Yeah, just disappeared. So they went up to it, and anyway, that's when they saw there was an oval track about 6 inches in diameter. Oh, it's snowing, by the way, so this was this track was in the snow. And next to it was just a large print, but which looked like it had two sharp claws going about a couple of inches deep into the snow. And I said it looked like it was a bird print or maybe even a raptor print from a very heavy creature.
Sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah, but I've heard stories like that. These things, you know, they're like the shadow people. You see these things and they look at them and then they just disappear into thin air.
Yeah. It's kind of what makes me think it's kind of all related, because everything you see in Skinwalker Ranch can be found in other places.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's like every paranormal thing that happens in the world all comes together on that ranch. Everything. You got the UFOs, you got shapeshifters.
We could make a full episode on each one, really, of the podcast.
Yeah, you could concentrate on one, you know, or the UFO angle, or the shapeshifter things. And, yeah, you could make a program out of each different thing that goes on.
Yeah. It's strange.
Mm.
Say this, would you go to Skinwalker Ranch?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd stay.
I think...
Well, I mean, you can't get onto it nowadays anyway. There used to be a public road that goes through it.
Mm.
Even when Bigelow was there. But when this guy, who's got it now, Brandon Fugle, his name is, the road was closed and now they've got gates there and there's armed guards and nobody's allowed through. I don't know how that works with a public road, you know. You just shut it off. Couldn't do that in this country.
Well,
but they did anyway. So yeah, but there is, as we were saying, there are buildings around there in the basin that like this other inn, the Strawberry River.
Inn.
I can't remember the name.
Which the owner's having difficulty. You can go stay there.
Yeah, but the owner, don't expect the owner to stay the night though, because he won't after so many things have happened.
No, it's the contractors who have, was it in?
Oh, the contractors came in to do the... You know, yeah.
One of them saw what she described as a grey alien looking at her through the window.
She could see it through the window, yes. And the way she described it is later, somebody said, well, that sounds like a grey. Everyone knows what a grey is. It's the typical description of the alien beings that you find supposedly in the pilots in the UFOs these days that stand about 3 to 4 feet tall, almond-shaped eyes, normally just pure black. Thin slit for a mouth, probably two little holes for a nose. Spindly arms, very thin.
Yep.
Big heads.
You wouldn't want to meet one really alone.
No.
No.
Not if you had a shovel. So anyway, that's what this woman says that she saw looking at them through the window.
Yeah. And there's actually, wouldn't you agree, Dad, that there's a really... strong correlation between ancient Native Americans and their descendants, anyone who has their blood in them, and aliens.
Yeah, I don't really know if they're more in tune, really, but Indian folklore goes back. You know, there's these stories that they always have that they pass down, you know, especially things like Bigfoot.
Which I think I will...
They just accept is real and that, you know, they've learned to live with them.
I'll go through that in another episode.
Yeah,
that'll
be another episode.
That'll be interesting.
But the same with there's drawings, especially on Skinwalker Ranch, obviously, of all places, of strange beings and strange craft, which they've seen, obviously, and they accept these things.
They accept we're not alone in the universe and it's always been taught.
Yeah, they just think it's the gods or whatever and they... You know, they get on with their lives and just, you don't interfere with them.
No.
We won't interfere with you, you know, sort of thing. So, yeah, they get on with it.
And one came to Skinwalker Ranch to kind of bless their activity.
One of the tribe, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, some of the team wouldn't...
they wouldn't dig.
Yeah, no, because they reckon they've had prior... experience of when you mess with the ranch, it messes with you. So I felt a bit better with somebody coming to bless the ranch and protective, you know.
It's kind of it's very spiritual protection.
Ask for protection and what have you. So
yeah,
but it remains to be seen whether that works, because it's an ongoing thing at the moment. But yeah, there's
That's true.
Skinwalker Ranch is. I mean, it's used as the term hotbed. It really is a hotbed.
It really is.
Of not of every. I mean, there's ghosts there as well. We haven't touched on that yet.
No, we haven't even gone to that bit.
No, people see ghosts. I mean, I've mentioned shadow people, so I suppose they're kind of ghosts, aren't they?
Yeah, people I guess talk about almost same dimension.
Yeah.
Now, ghosts and radioactivity are linked, like I said, with Chernobyl.
Mm.
Something about that energy, they can, like, all ghosts will try to gather energy. That's why cameras, batteries
yeah.
will drain.
Which has happened a lot, hasn't it? All of a sudden, somebody's phone will just die, or they put a new battery in it. It's only been in there a few minutes, and all of a sudden it's drained.
And it happens on the ranch.
Yeah.
And some people, the energy gets too much, they'll feel nauseous, dizzy.
Well, this is sort of things. This is these sort of things like energy. You can't feel it.
No.
But it can affect you. You know, it's
like infrared.
Infrared, sort of like electromagnetic waves.
Yeah.
You don't know it's there, but you can feel it and you feel sick.
Yeah.
A bit like brown noise.
You can compare it.
Feel, feel bad.
Yeah, and it's the energy there that's triggering perhaps the paranormal activity. maybe not the other activity, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's hard to interlink them, we don't have enough information.
Maybe it's just that thing that's attracting all this stuff there.
Yeah.
Everything, it's just attracting it all. Or it's magnifying everything. Perhaps every place has it, or it's just magnifying everything.
There's something on that land, and there's something underground, isn't there? They did tests, and they ran their...
The radar, what do you call it? You know, to see what's underground. Archaeologists would know what I want about.
I'm not an archaeologist.
Anyway, they run it along the ground to ground penetrating.
Ground penetrating.
I know it, but I can't radar. Say it. penetrating radar. So they run it over there. Anyway, there's this huge thing, probably about the length of a football field.
And in the shape
and
of
it. Looks a bit saucer shape.
Yeah, just. That looks a bit like a saucer shape. They so called it football shape, but they're American, so it's more it's like
American,
a.
Yeah, American, like a football shape.
I'd say rugby shape.
Teardrop Ball. Shape, whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
So anyway, so they tried drilling down, didn't they? And. They got to the depth where they thought it might be, but then the drill wouldn't go any further.
Yeah.
It couldn't penetrate whatever was there, and so they tried picking... Well, there's bits on the end of the drill bit, wasn't there? But which... it's just like bits of normal clay or chalky stuff. Yeah. But if it was the chalk, it would go through it easily. So that's just what's about.
Yeah.
So something down there, and they'll eventually... Well, I don't know how they'll do it. They'll have to dig a big shaft to have a look at it.
Thing is, though, when it was dead, there was still a lot of apprehension about digging, and one of the security guys did not want to because of what happened to his colleague. And I'll just briefly explain what happened to him. He ignored all the people telling him, "Don't do that, don't dig." But he dug anyway with a cat digger, didn't he?
Yeah.
And to this day, his doctors still cannot explain what happened to him. But basically, his scalp. Separated from his skull, and it was just swollen.
You blow up a balloon underneath the skin.
And it was excruciatingly painful.
We went to hospital. We've seen an X-ray of it, haven't we? And on the on the screen, and it was Ian. He's basically the top of his head just moved off his skull.
Yeah, separated from his actual skull.
Like you say, the doctors have no idea why. In fact, they were doing... That was a while ago, wasn't it? It was fine. But they did something else, didn't they? They were looking for something, and all of a sudden he felt bad again, and he had to go to the doctors, and it happened again, didn't it?
Yeah, what happened was they did a stakeout, and they looked on the ridge line, and through the infrared, not through the naked eye, because they couldn't see it through the naked eye, but there was a beam of light. Over the ridgeline, and they couldn't explain that. And they tried to, they held up these things to magnify the microwave background or whatever it was.
To measure them, whatever it was.
And that's when his head started hurting. So I'm wondering if it was kind of bouncing off of him because he was already prone to it.
These instruments attracted it more, and it was more in the vicinity of it, and it started to. Hurt his head again, and of course he wasn't as bad as last time, but he did start to separate again.
Yeah.
His head.
And I'm glad he's all right now.
Yeah.
But I think it was the energies that triggered it. And as high, I don't think we completely understand fully, at least publicly anyway, what these energies will do to us if exposed for too long.
No. I mean, they're not really sure what sort of energies are there.
No.
Well, there's lots of them, isn't there? So, radioactive one or.
There's loads of radioactive. There's gamma, microwave.
Oh, yeah, gamma ones, yeah.
Lots of electromagnetic.
Electromagnetic.
Yes, electromagnetic. which, you know, it's not good. Like, if you're exposed for too long, that's why dentists will run away when they put on the X-ray machine on you.
Yeah, leave you there, but they're well out of the room, yeah.
Because if they stayed every time, they'd still get a deadly dose.
Yeah, it's just that they can't be exposed to it too many times, yeah.
No, exactly.
But, yeah, and of course the gamma rays, you turn into the Hulk if you...
yeah. The Hulk will be
there.
Yeah. Or you will be the Hulk. So we don't know what's generating all that. Is it just, like we said, it's a basin, so is it all just focused into
that point? It's all coming from a point about...
Yeah, kind of like a satellite dish, you know how that's rounded.
Almost a mile into the sky, wasn't it?
Yeah, they noticed there was a balloon, a weather balloon, put up there to see what it was. They lost that balloon.
A drone.
Yeah, drone.
Drone conked out. It suddenly lost its power, and the guy couldn't explain it. Who'd never seen it happen before.
No.
Which is typical.
They did rockets, like tiny, tiny ones, obviously,
rockets,
just to measure.
Yeah. Just to send up there to see what the readings were up there.
They came back down, but as they were doing that, they found something in the sky, didn't they?
That's when they noticed something. Yeah, because they shot something in the sky, it must have alerted something.
Yeah.
That's what we think. And all of a sudden they could see this shiny object in the sky, wasn't it?
And for all intents and purposes, it was a definition of a UFO.
It was a UFO, as you mean, unidentified. Yeah.
Flying object. Cause
and disappeared. Well, within
they watched it
10 minutes, it came back again.
Yeah. It makes me think, though, that you know how that beam of light can only be seen through infrared?
Mm.
I think that there could be any number of those things, like UFOs in the sky, perhaps.
You can't see them.
They don't want you to see it, then you won't.
Yeah. Could be like the cloaking device they have.
Yeah, and like the sci-fi films and all that. If they don't want you to see them,
maybe they could cloak their ships, in in any sort of electromagnetic force. It's just phase out of view, kind of. Ooh, I'll have to copyright that.
I think some of it might not be alien completely. I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, but I think some of it's human.
Yeah, well, a lot of these craft that are appearing over the ranch when Bigelow was there, there's me saying nothing came out of it, but this is something else that came out of it. A lot of Bigelow's research found that a lot of the craft were not consistent with what the American Air Force have.
No, at least at the time.
I know there are a lot of secret things they have. Area 51. That's for another day.
Yeah, it's true.
Because they have a lot of stuff we don't know about. But
a good one to point out, an example would be the Phoenix Lights.
The Phoenix Lights,
which would be another good episode.
Flares, yeah, right.
Flares, yeah, okay. It was Venus in the sky and someone shot flares at it.
It was swamp gas or weather balloon.
You might as well say it's the Loch Ness Monster, because that would make as much sense as saying it was flares.
It's the Loch Ness Monster carrying a flare.
Yeah.
Or surrounded by swamp gas. Going up in a weather balloon. There you go.
Yeah, so they're the explanations they want us to believe.
No, it's definitely not. Anyway, we're going off topic here.
Slightly. But that's the thing, though. There's so much to discuss. And it's a whole spectrum of paranormal.
It takes you into so many other areas, this place.
It really does. Like, ancient...
I mean, to try and explain it, you have to talk about other cases as well.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other hot spots around the world, which we'll probably come to another day.
Yeah.
You know, but not many. Is it a portal?
Yeah, could be.
You know?
As in, like, kind of like a paranormal portal, right?
Well, as I say, all these things, people have seen, like, portals opening and beings coming in and out.
Yeah.
So they're from another dimension, you know? This is probably why you can't find any bodies. Or people say, where are the bodies of the people like Bigfoot or whatever?
They say there's portals sometimes up in mountains because you'll hear a lot of people going on hikes at different points in the world and just not come back.
No, they just disappear off the face of the earth.
Yeah, just like that.
Yeah. So there could be a portal there, which is how these things appear.
Yeah. And I think it'll be something that we can't quite comprehend yet and we can't see.
Well, even my big brain can't comprehend that. And that sounds something. Are you laughing at?
I'm not.
Good.
But that kind of... That's a whole different can of worms, really, talking about other dimensions and possibly another universe.
Well, yeah, but it's what's happening at Skinwalker Ranch, isn't it? Supposedly, allegedly. Yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting subject all to itself, and we're just reporting on the finds.
There are lots of things that have happened there, lots of UFO sightings, lots of strange beings seen there. We haven't really scratched the surface yet.
No.
There are lots of stuff. I mean...
Is it a long UFO alley? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. We'll have to look that one up.
Yeah, we'll look that one up. If UFO alley,
she thinks of these things before they're trying to research it.
I do. Just quickly, UFO alley was... you take the United States map and you draw a line, and that's where most of the sightings and UFO flaps have been reported. Flaps are just basically mass sightings of UFOs.
Yeah, flaps is like mass sightings that occur within a certain amount of time, you know, months or years or whatever, but, you know.
Yeah. Oh, let's talk about the one at, over Washington, D.C. at one point. That'd be a good one.
What, the one in the 50s?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's even a photograph of that.
Yeah, I think that's where Independence Day came from. You know, the movie.
Yeah, who was... President, was it Truman?
Wasn't Reagan, was it?
Truman, it wasn't Eisenhower. I think that was just a bit before that.
I think...
It might be, anyway.
Well, we can do our research and then do another episode on that.
Yeah, because several UFOs were seen going over Washington and then they stationed themselves over the White House. People say these days, you know, why don't the aliens, you know, if they come, why don't they just suddenly appear on the White House lawn or something?
Well, they did.
Yeah, or, you know, just land them up in the palace. Well, they did this time, yeah. And there was even photos of it.
Yeah.
And they were there for some time. And they showed up on radar as well. And before anyone could do anything about it, they just disappeared. But it happened again.
Yeah.
It didn't happen just once. It happened again. I'm not sure it was the next night or the night after, but it happened within a week.
So
the same, it's the same amount, but... They got several of them just turned up over the White House again. I don't know what they were trying to say.
Maybe, okay, publicly we don't know. We don't know what they were saying, but someone might, just saying.
Yeah, because, I mean, Eisenhower was supposed to have...
he apparently met with them.
Yeah, supposed to have met them and made a pact with them. A horrible pact, if it's true. It's like, okay, very... you want some of their humans, you can have them, just as long as we can have... Some of your technology.
Not saying that's true, but we're not saying it's not either.
No.
But
it's not been disproved as well as proved.
No, exactly. But we'll talk about that and then we'll talk about other UFO sightings across the world because obviously it's not just in the US, as the Hollywood movies would have you believe.
Yeah.
Another good one was made into a movie was the
it's like Godzilla
LA.
Only appears in Japan.
Oh yeah, Godzilla loves Japan. Mm. What was that? The LA one, was it?
The American Godzilla appears in America, of course.
Oh,
okay. Well, no, we started off in Japan, ended up in America, didn't he? Look, we're getting off.
But we're going to have to end in a second.
Okay.
Because I think we kind of just summed up everything that's going on.
I think we'll probably come back to Skinwalker sometime because
we couldn't things are happening. And,
things are happening still. And
we might have new evidence.
Yeah, think more things pop up. We'll tell you about it because there's lots to talk about with Skinwalker. We've hardly touched the surface, like I say.
Yeah, but so just to sum up, apparently talking about Skinwalker Ranch is bad.
Yeah, which we found out the other day.
That talking about...
Somebody on the telly said that, yes, even me talking about this.
So I'm just going to say
something. No, he wasn't. He was talking about Skinwalkers.
Yeah, but we've talked about them. Native Utes,
wasn't it? And he said, yeah.
So I'm just going to say something that will protect us.
I shouldn't even talk about them, he said.
Yeah. No, but just in case, I just want to say that they have no right to interfere with this program. We are safe. They have no power over us or our listeners. And we can listen to this safely.
Yeah, and we weren't disrespecting them at all. We're just fascinated by them.
Not disrespecting, but they have no power to interfere with our lives right now. And on that note, yeah, we'll come back to this. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you very much. And we'll fry your brains with some more stuff. Thank you. Bye.